Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, it's mostly sunny and 66 degrees here at Atlantic. All the dense fog advisories that were in effect for our listening area have been allowed to expire. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. And in the news, three people have been rescued after their boat overturned at Raccoon River Park in West Des Moines. The accident occurred just before 8 p.m. on Sunday. Ronnie and Jennifer Oldham and another person were in the boat when another one came by, creating a big wave that flipped over the Oldham's craft. They swam to a nearby shore where they were rescued by another boat. No injuries were reported. I'll have more news in just a moment.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and its policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
Two Lincoln, Nebraska residents have been arrested on bank robbery allegations. Lincoln Police Chief Captain Jason Still said 51-year-old Cameron Mitchell was picked up Friday after he was spotted at a motel on the west side of Lincoln. Still says Mitchell is suspected of robbing U.S. Bank and Union Bank branches in Lincoln, as well as other robberies in Omaha and one which occurred on Friday in Council Bluffs. 45-year-old Ruth Sosetka was also arrested Friday. She's suspected of aiding Mitchell in those robberies. Both people remain in custody. The Harlan Police Department reported late last week one person was arrested this past Monday on drug charges. 57-year-old Bradley Norton of Harlan faces two counts of possession of a controlled substance and a single count of possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Norton was taken into custody after officers were called to a disturbance in the 700 block of Broadway Street. A 15-year-old Iowa girl has died after she was thrown out of the bed of the pickup truck she was riding in. Alexi Ball of Sioux City died Saturday after an accident in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. Authorities say Ball was riding in the back of a Chevrolet truck and talking through a window to 16-year-old William Murphy, or Murray, that is, the driver of the truck, when the accident occurred. The truck hit a curb and left the road, and the impact sent Ball flying. She suffered fatal injuries. The driver and two passengers riding inside the truck were not hurt. Also in the news, the Audubon City Council will hold a series of public hearings tonight on resolutions pertaining to the authorization of a combined $1.9 million loan agreement. The funds will be used for several projects, including pool repairs, the airport runway, water plant and tower repairs, and refunding of the streetscape project. They'll also hear from Lucas Bilsbach, a representative with the JEO Consulting Group, who will speak with regard to the water tower repair and improvement project. Afterward, the council will act on authorizing the mayor to sign an engineering agreement with JEO for the project. They'll also hold a vote on the second reading of a no-parking ordinance for a portion of the 700 block of North Division Street in Audubon. That meeting begins at 7 p.m. in the Audubon City Hall. And members of the Exira and Elkhorn-Kimbleton Boards of Education will hold a joint meeting tonight at the high school in Elkhorn. And during their 7 p.m. session at the Family and Consumer Science Room, the board will discuss their goals for the 2012-2013 school year, sports facilities and distribution of games, activity account balances, and location and reorganization. The reorganization portion of the discussion includes AEA informational meetings, district community meetings, and whole grade sharing versus reorganization. Along those same lines, the Boards of Education will discuss the timeline for reorganization, including petitions and voting. The next regular session is November 27th in Exira. A meeting that had been scheduled to take place Saturday morning at Sunnyside Skate Park in Atlantic was instead rescheduled for this evening due to the rain that we had on Saturday. The meeting will take place at 6 o'clock, and anyone intending to utilize the skate park here in Atlantic should plan on attending, and parents are welcome to attend as well. In other state news, a Des Moines doctor whose pain treatment clinic was closed in June could lose his medical license if state regulators have their way. The Iowa Board of Medicine has accused Dr. Daniel Baldy of incompetence and unethical practices. The board alleges that Baldy prescribed large quantities of narcotics and other addictive drugs without properly assessing patients' needs for those medications. A hearing on Baldy's license has been set for October 11th. Baldy helped to run an Iowa Health System pain relief clinic near Iowa Lutheran Hospital that Iowa Health Leaders closed in June. His lawyer says the doctor denies any wrongdoing and will fight to keep his license. Police in suburban Des Moines are on the lookout for a woman who's posing as an Animal Rescue League employee. A Johnston resident reported to police that a woman dressed in clothes that resembled an animal control uniform and driving a car with an ARL emblem approached him on August the 15th. The woman said she was investigating a report the resident had abused his dog. The resident told the woman that his dog had just died, but she asked for proof. The resident then told her to leave and threatened to call police. The Animal Rescue League said the woman did not represent the group and suggested she might have been trying to steal an animal. Animal rights activists have turned their attention to an Iowa case of a man charged with causing the heat-related death of a German shepherd. About 20 animal rights activists rallied outside the Polk County Courthouse on Friday morning, pushing for the maximum jail sentence for an Urbandale man charged with animal abuse. Urbandale police say 18-year-old Luis Angel Lara Lavia failed to provide his dog with water on a 90-plus degree day in June, causing the dog's death. Des Moines-based St. Francis Foundation for Pets organized Friday's rally, collecting nearly 1,000 signatures in addition to 1,000 already collected for a petition demanding the Polk County Attorney John Sarcone seek the maximum of 1 year in jail. Lara Leva's trial is set for October 24th. Police have arrested a man suspected of setting fire to the Lighthouse Full Gospel Baptist Church in Des Moines. The 56-year-old man was arrested Friday, the same day the fire that burned for hours. Firefighters arrived around 3:30 p.m. to find flames blocking every exit to the church. They rescued a man who was living at the church by pulling him from a second-story window. Firefighters say the man was not injured. Investigators say another man was seen loitering near the scene of the fire. That man was questioned and later released. For the second time this year, police in Ames are investigating a fall from an apartment balcony. Officials say the man was flown to a Des Moines hospital early Sunday after falling from a fifth-floor balcony in Ames. Investigators did not immediately identify the victim or provide details of the incident. Back in April, 21-year-old Mitchell Odell died after falling from a fourth-floor apartment balcony in Ames. Police say that fall appeared to be an accident during a party. Authorities have identified a man found dead in Linn County that led to an all-day standoff with police. The body of 47-year-old Gregory William O'Hare of Cedar Rapids was found on a road Friday morning after a call from a neighbor. Deputies soon realized that a suspect was in a nearby home, but the man would not come out. A SWAT team was summoned and tear gas used to get the man out. Officers used a stun gun to subdue him. He's been identified as 63-year-old Martin Paul Wilkinson. Once he came out of the house, he was identified. Police took Wilkinson to a hospital for treatment of injuries and arrested him. An autopsy was being conducted to determine the cause of O'Hare's death. One Iowa man is dead and another is in custody after a weekend shooting in a rural area. Jefferson County deputies were called to the rural farmhouse around 7:30 p.m. Saturday after a shooting. Deputies found 32-year-old Buddy Lee Frisbee dead. The sheriff's office said 33-year-old Tyler James Webster of Fairfield was arrested Saturday night as a suspect in Frisbee's death. Officials did not provide any details about what may have led to the shooting. Webster is expected to make his initial court appearance in either today or sometime this week. Well, almost 100 Iowa school buses have been repeatedly labeled as unsafe to transport children in the past 5 years. The Des Moines Register reported Sunday that gaps in the bus inspection system make it possible for buses to return to service without being fixed. Iowa rules don't require re-inspections of buses that have been deemed unsafe, so it's up to school districts to make sure repairs are done. The state inspectors also don't keep detailed records about what repairs are needed after the inspections of more than 7,500 school vehicles are done. And there are no penalties for districts with repeat safety problems. Among the 67 districts that had at least one bus cited with the same serious category of mechanical or safety deficiencies in multiple consecutive inspections during the past 5 years, according to the Register's review of the records, is Audubon, AHST, Carroll, Corning, Creston, Fremont Mills, Guthrie Center, Lenox, Lewis Central, Olgood Magnolia, Panorama, West Central Valley, and Woodbine. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Mitt Romney says his thoughts are with those who are in the path of the storm bearing down on the Gulf Coast. He says he hopes they are spared any major destruction, even though the schedule for the Republican National Convention had to be revised because of the approaching storm. Romney told reporters this morning, "We've got a great convention ahead," and he spoke as he entered a high school auditorium near his New Hampshire summer home to rehearse his convention speech. Forecasters are now predicting that Isaac will become a Category 1 hurricane as it crosses the Gulf of Mexico instead of a Cat 2. National Hurricane Center Director Rick Nabb said that Isaac won't be as strong as forecasters initially thought when it hit land somewhere along the North Gulf Coast. But Nabb urged residents not to base their preparations on the storm's current strength because such storms often do not stick to forecasters' predictions. And finally, in the news this morning here on KJAN, more on the California earthquakes. Aftershocks continue to shake the Southern California desert a day after moderate earthquakes knocked farming town trailers off of foundations and shattered windows in a swarm that scientists say could last for days. There have been no injuries. The largest quake was centered near Brawley, and that was a magnitude 5.5 just before 2 p.m. Sunday. It was widely felt from San Diego to Arizona. About 90 minutes later, a magnitude 5.3 quake shook the region. By dawn today, the U.S. Geological Survey website shows there have been dozens of aftershocks in Imperial County, the largest a magnitude 4.9, which occurred Sunday night around 9:40. There was also a 3.0 magnitude quake just around 12:30 this morning Pacific time. There has been some cosmetic damage to several 1930s-era buildings in downtown Brawley, and 20 mobile homes were knocked off their foundations and deemed to be uninhabitable. News time is 9:11.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
And in our funeral announcements, Norman Kading, age 88, of Casey, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Norman Kading will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Joyce Moraine, age 78, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Joyce Moraine will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Bernice Beyer, age 88, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Bernice Beyer will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Larry Tarks, age 48, of Avoca, died Thursday. A funeral service for Larry Tarks has tentatively been set for Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Jacqueline Jackie Specht Christopher, age 68, of Anita, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Jackie Christopher will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Mick Pardee, age 89, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home. Celebration of Life Memorial services for Mick Pardee will be held September 3rd at 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And Winifred Rudin, age 89, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Winifred Rudin are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. I'm Rick Henson reporting.